Are you watching this segment on Vikings Game Plan every week? It's the DraftKings Fantasy Focus, and we have implored you weekly to make sure you find this guy, Wobby from Vikings.com, for elite fantasy football information. All he did was give you a historical release last week. Stephon Diggs, 13 receptions, two consecutive weeks, NFL history. This spot also told you Adam Thielen was going to score a touchdown. So now that we've probably jinxed the heck out of it, Wobby, what do we do this week for the DraftKings Fantasy Focus?
A wise man would probably stay with the hot hand and go with Stephon Diggs, but I'm going to go away from Stephon. I expect an overcorrection by the adversarial defense. They might try and cover Stephon up. I think that's going to open things up for Kyle Rudolph. We saw him get into the end zone last week, so it's not like Rudy has been a non-factor fantasy-wise. But I think when it comes to volume production, 5, 6, 7, 8 catches, this could be the game for Rudy to do that. I expect Arizona to focus on Stephon Diggs. There is no way as a defensive coordinator you can watch a receiver have back-to-back games with 13 catches and not make him the priority going into a game against that team. So I think Rudy will be the benefactor of that.
I absolutely love it. And if Rudy gets a touchdown, that's 28 in his career, which would tie Steve Jordan for the most by a tight end in the history of the Minnesota Vikings. For me,
do it.
I'm going to go with kicker Kai Forbath.
Yes.
And here's why. He's indoors. He is new to the team. So we're going to have beginner's luck. And against Arizona, you get down inside the red area and it's really tough to score. I'm predicting a minimum 3, maybe 4 Kai Forbath field goals today. Hopefully 3 or 4 extra points. Winning formula, Vikings offense versus Arizona's defense. What do you got?
Quick game. Stick with it. Whether it's Diggs or Rudy or Thielen or Red Ellison, whatever it might be, stick with the quick game. Go away from the run maybe a little bit more than you might be accustomed to doing and use some of those quick passes and screens as long handoffs. I know that every team wants to go in and establish the run and be physical and set the tone, and maybe the Vikings will do that. I really like the quick game. Sam Bradford makes good decisions by and large, and we have guys who can make defenders miss after the catch. Rudy can break tackles. Diggs can shake you and get around tackles. So I think you just put those guys in a position to succeed. Use the quick game to move the ball down the field.
I love that take. We're also due, by the way, a Red Ellison screen. About once or two times a year, we see Ellison or Asiata like super wide open and they get 30 yards. We're due that. And as Zimmer said earlier in the show when we were watching Adam Thielen's touchdown, that was a new play. So while we miss Norv because we loved him, Pat Shurmur, the new offensive coordinator, is implementing new plays.
And by the way, Rhett had a great screen reception last year against the Arizona Cardinals.
That's right.
That was a nice play. Mm-hmm. Rhett caught the first pass against the Washington Redskins. Mm-hmm. And the last time we played in US Bank Stadium, Rhett scored a touchdown.
Linval Joseph, the up back in the offset eye. Instead, they're going to hand to Ellison.
No!
Who got it?
He was in the end zone.
Touchdown!
I'm off Kai Forbath. Rhett Ellison, Daily Fantasy Leagues. In addition to the DraftKings Fantasy Focus, Vikings defense versus Carson Palmer, David Johnson, Michael Floyd, Jermaine Gresham, don't sleep on him, and Larry Fitzgerald Jr.
Don't freak out. A lot of people think this defense has taken a step back. I'll grant you, maybe it's not quite as dominant as it was in the first 5 games, but it's still the number one scoring defense in the NFL.
Correct.
The Vikings defense is just fine. You don't have to get out of body and do a bunch of weird things to start creating quarterback pressure. Mike Zimmer's defense is sound. When it's executed properly, it is dominant, and the Vikings should be even better playing at home. I know that Carson Palmer can get the job done, but so can this defense, and I believe in them, and they just don't have to freak out.
Forget Kai Forbath, Red Ellison. Make sure you use the Vikings defense in daily fantasy. 5 sacks are coming today. Thank you, Wobby.
Thanks, Paul.
WobbyVikings.com. I'm Paul Allen for everybody here at the Second to None Vikings Entertainment Network. That is Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.